speaking on this program is Gary Cawley.
Our question for this week, what does Paul mean in the book of Romans when he says, we are saved by faith and not by law? Well, I suppose that the rendering from Romans 3 must be the point that is in the mind of our querist. And it says in verse 19 beginning, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace, through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Surely we need to examine these verses very closely and understand, because there are those who do not seem to understand and who have built false theories even upon these verses by mutilating them, twisting them, removing them out of their context. Let me remind you that the Roman letter is the most elaborate treatise on justification by faith to be found in the Bible. Indeed, I believe with all of my heart that men are justified by faith, but I have never believed that men are justified by faith only or faith alone. Now, in Romans, we find a strong contrast. But what is that contrast? To the law of Moses and to the law of Christ. The law of Moses, which was primarily a system of works, outward physical works involving animal sacrifices, burning incense, various washings, and many other external acts. In this affirmation that salvation is by faith, patriarchy is also eliminated as a possible means of justification. The language of this Roman letter, then, is abused sometimes by the advocates of salvation by faith only. That is a theory, my friends, and it is not that which is found in the Word of God. Certainly one is justified by faith in Christ, as is expressed in verse 26. But verse 27 explains that the gospel is the law of faith in contrast to the law of the works under Moses.